Wamhi Hautere joins us, an actor, writer, producer, and Wamhi is going to direct the acclaimed play Witty's Wahine by Nancy Brunning. And that's next year at the ASB Waterfront Theatre. It's a co-production between Auckland Theatre Company and Hapai Productions. Wamhi, tēnā koe, ko Dale tēnā.
Kia ora, Dale, tēnā koe. Mihi ana ki a koe tēnā iata.
Tēnā koe, kia ora. Hey, listen, what is Witty's Wahine about?
Witty's Wahine, well, we all know Witty Ihimaira, our famous playwright and novelist, author. He has, what he did was he's written, and these books are so over 50 years old, he's written all these books with these different stories with these wonderful wahine Māori in there. And what Nancy did was she saw these as a way of providing not only content for or plays for potential plays for female Māori actresses, but also a way of getting those women up on stage and celebrating those wahine that influenced Witty's writing so greatly. And these wahine were all Māori, all his aunties, his cousins, his nannies, his tūpuna, that stories that have been handed down to him. And so it's a great collaboration over many generations, where Witty's captured all those stories, put them into a book, into his different novels, and Nancy's come and taken the joy out of those characters and put them all on stage together. And I tell you what, it gets really noisy, and it's a great laugh, but it's also it's a snapshot in time that we won't have again, and many of we won't see again as well. And so it's about taking those stories and making sure that those wahine and the memories of those wahine live on. It's a time, it's also it talks about a time of in Aotearoa where wahine Māori were so very, still very in charge of themselves. And so Witty's Wahine is all about the stories of the women of Witty Himaira's book.
How many characters are portrayed in the piece that you're directing, and who are the cast that you're utilising to bring this to life?
Yes, it's a good question. There's over 20 characters, Dale. These you may know the book Ponamu Ponamu, and in there are different stories, different short stories. And so in those characters, in those stories are characters that they appear throughout the book. So some of them, like, oh gosh, yeah, there's about 23 characters, I think, there are all up. And who's the cast that plays them? Roimata Fox is one of our characters. There's only four of them carrying 23 characters across, I think it's 180 years of stories. Awhina Rose Henare Ashby is another. Olivia Violet Robinson and Pihia King. Now, for our TikTok whānau, they will have seen Awhina Rose and Roimata and Pihia from they do a lot of content on TikTok. They have been in different programs in Ahikaroa, The Ringan, Pihia is also in It Takes a Village. So they've all done, three of them have done more acting on stage as well as screen. Pihia is probably the newest actress to stage. Her background has been in dance and performing, but not necessarily with scripts. So it's been great to see Pihia here tackle different monologues and bring them to life on stage.
I remember Ponamu Ponamu. It's an old book, isn't it? I think I read it when I was at intermediate school, or was forced to read it, although I came across the piece where it describes the nannies playing cards, and I had a card-playing nanny, and I thought, heck, this guy knows about my nana. But there it was, these characters that played cards into the early hours of the morning, and the house got the pool, and they were able to use that to buy kai for the whānau who were hosting, and... You know, our nanny used to get home in the early hours of the morning, and I thought that she was, you know, that we were alone in that regard. But then when I read Whitty's book, I realised that up and down the country, our nannies were playing cards till the early hours, eh?
That's right. And the beautiful story, Queen of Hearts, you have the nannies playing cards, and it's very interesting because when Whitty was young, he was the boy that was taken to play cards because he played the piano. So in that scene, you have Claire de la Lune being played in the background. And this is the beauty of this piece, is that when Nancy started pulling these stories together and I received the script, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, what is this piece of music doing in the middle of this? But it's because Whitty himself used to play the piano, and he would be the one that would be taken along to the game, and you play while we play cards, you play the piano. And so it's a very, it's a huge juxtaposition of time and of experience. You see this beautiful piece of music being played by this little 11-year-old boy, and all his nannies sitting around and puffs of smoke and all the gossip and all the news of who's having the new baby and who do, and all of that beautiful type, which we don't see, I don't see a lot of anymore. And like you, Dale, those nannies, I thought they only existed up north in Mitimiti, but they existed down the coast, they existed with you, and it's a time, and so this play captures that. And I think the exciting thing about it is that we've got these beautiful actresses who have come in to bring the piece to life, and they grew up with nannies like this. But I have to say, there's not going to be many Māori actresses who have grown up with these nannies. So it's a very beautiful taonga to be able to present, and especially down at the waterfront theatre.
A snapshot in time. It's quite a lot of lead-in time. Thanks for sharing some kōrero about it. I know the program for next year has just been announced from the Auckland Theatre Company. Great that you're involved in this way, Waimihi. It sounds like it's going to be a wonderful production, and I look forward to talking with you about it as we build towards it in the new year. Thanks for sharing some kōrero about Whitty's Wahine, written by Nancy Brunning and performed by four very talented Māori actors who will take on these 20 or so characters. It sounds intriguing. Really nice to catch up with you for a kōrero. Thank you, Waimihi.
Likewise. Thank you, Dale. I look forward to it.
Kia ora. I look forward to talking with you. Have a great summer if we don't talk again beforehand. Wātea News Time, and I just remind you that